Our next question is from Kim in Arizona, and she wants to know when taking a horse with you is not possible during a wildfire, is fixing an ID to the horse and turning the horse loose the best option?
Okay, let me talk about ID first. I am a big fan of ID. I'm a big fan of internal ID for anything, simply because that's the best way to prove that it's your animal and
So
stolen horses and all those kinds of things.
by internal, do you mean a microchip or a
Microchip.
brand?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And then external ID, I like brands, and if you've got to use a temporary version, that's fine. But let's talk about letting your horses loose. A lot of people don't like this answer, but I tell them, I say, you know, is there any time in the whole time that you've owned your horses that you've ever just let him loose and hoped he survived in your suburban environment? We don't do that. First of all, you go to jail because your horse is going to get hit by a car, or he's going to end up in somebody else's yard and hurt somebody. But there's just that is just not an alternative. I know people do it. I know that that seems to be the last minute thing that people do with horses. And I just have to ask, and I look, and I learn, I pay attention to what's going on in these fires, and I understand that sometimes people literally only have minutes to deal with that. And in that situation, I think it's more about your family than it is about your horses. And I guess that's what you got to do. But after I have seen the pictures and videos of so many animals that were let loose, they run into another fence line, or they get trapped in somebody else's place, or obstacles, and the you can't imagine the heat and the pain and the fear that the toxic smoke that those animals are breathing in, and we find them dead. We find them horrifically injured. They get hit by vehicles, driven by fire trucks. Sometimes they get hit by fire trucks in these situations, or they run back into something that they can't get out, or they get in an entrapment. And that's what I ask people to do, is you really, I call it the Candy Crush situation. Don't be playing Candy Crush. You need to be paying attention in fire weather for what's going on, how close is the fire, and when are you going to evacuate. And I have a hashtag that I use in my classes, and we have a saying. We say there is no such thing as premature evacuation. So hashtag premature evacuation. But it really emphasizes that there's really that's not fair to your animal. It's not fair to the people that are responding in the area dealing with the fire or whatever kind of disaster you're dealing with. You need to find a better way.
Yeah, so this is such a tough one. So if you are leaving your horses behind and you have a fire coming through and your choices are between turned out in your pasture or in a barn, would you recommend that they go out in the pasture?
Out in the pasture. So when that does happen, at least they know your facility. So what many people have done is they have made an arena or some place that is not going to burn with the flames, but your horses are going to endure a horrific amount of heat. They're going to endure the toxic smoke. And when you can get back to those horses, you are going to have to take them to a vet. Even if they look like they're fine on the outside, it's the inside that gets burned.
And I guess that's a good point about having an arena. If you have a non-combustible footing like
Yep.
sand, and then
Yep.
that would probably be the
Yep.
safest place
And
on,
pre-burn offs in Australia, in fire season, they do pre-burn offs ahead of time around their facilities so that there's nothing there to burn when the fire actually comes. And that, of course, has to be coordinated with the Forest Service. If you live in California, they're pretty good at doing that. They will actually, CAL FIRE will come to your place and they will do a plan with you. And they will tell you the things you don't want to hear. Those kind of bushes need to go. You need to put in xeriscape. You need to take that stuff out and put in rock. It's going to be the stuff you don't want to hear. But the reason they say those things, all that fire prevention stuff, is because they know that it's that those little fines will get that fire. When that little tiny cinder lands, it will start a fire right next to your barn.
Well, and I know, like for us in I'm in the high desert of Oregon, and it's hard to limb up those trees. And I think it was after the last time you and I did one of these types of events together, the next time it was fire-free time here, my husband and I were out limbing up trees, and it's, you know, it's a sacrifice and a compromise to lose some of your vegetation around your house, but it's worth it for the peace of mind.
It is.